You're listening to the Ask Coach Parry podcast. If you'd like to join thousands of other runners from around the world who are getting direct access to Coach Parry, his science-backed training plans that work, and a community of runners to motivate you and hold you accountable, then head over to coachparry.com/ask. Welcome on to yet another edition of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Today's question is from Aaron, and it's a bit of a follow-on from one we had about a week ago. We've got the coach with us, Lindsay. Nice to have you with us today.
How's it going, Brad?
Very good. Lindsay, a week or so ago, Petey asked about not having any hills where he lives, and can he do 400s instead? And Aaron wanted to know, can hills be substitute for intervals? I enjoy hills more, I think, and if they both aim to build power, can I stick with hills instead of doing intervals? So it's almost the opposite to what Petey was asking. Aaron wants to know, are these workouts trying to accomplish different things? Are they supposed to accomplish different things? What's the outcome for intervals versus hills, and can you interchange them?
Yeah, so they are trying to accomplish different things in terms of the specificity of the workout, but they're working towards the same goal at the end, which is to allow you to be able to run faster for longer. Okay, so the hills make you stronger, and they develop the kind of strength that we need to do speed work or intervals at a lower risk of getting injured. So that's really, in a nutshell, why most programs do incorporate some hills before they move into intervals. Obviously, depending on the type of race we're training for, sometimes hills will serve a completely different purpose, and that is to actually physically prepare us to be able to run hills better. But in the course of a normal cycle of a program, we do hills to prepare our body so that the risk of injuring during speed work is lower. Being stronger also will allow us to hold a slightly better pace over a longer period of time, and actually enables us to tap into our engine a little bit better. Because if we're training our easy runs in the right place, we can supply the energy required to run at the pace for a long period of time. But can our muscles withstand what we're trying to make them do over a long period of time? And that is part of what hill training also sets us up for. And then the speed work kind of finishes that off, because when we do speed work, the eccentric load goes up more than it does on the hills, hence why hills are preparing us for the speed work. And then the two combined mean that when we get to race day, we've got muscles that can keep up with the engine that we've built to drive them.
Fabulous. Aaron, what a great question. Thank you for asking that in the forums on the Coach Parry Training Club. Lindsay, as always, thanks for your time today. It's always great to catch up.
It's been brilliant. Cheers, Brad.
Hey, it's Brad here again. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Ask Coach Parry podcast. Before I go, if you're struggling to get faster, we've got something special for you. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is coachparry.com/PB. It's a free training plan that'll help you shave minutes off your marathon PB time. Go check it out. It's coachparry.com/PB. And also, don't forget, if you've got a question you need help with, or if you'd simply like to run as well as we know you can, then all you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/ask.